In today's show, Bitcoin eyes big $58,000 resistance as new data shows HODLers acting as the opposite to quarter one. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as well as from on-chain analyst William Clemente and Glassnode Analytics. And check out this prediction from the BitMEX CEO. At least five countries will accept Bitcoin as legal tender by 2022. Also in today's show, pro crypto senator Cynthia Lummis discloses up to $100,000 Bitcoin purchase. That's right. The United States Republican from Wyoming has revealed she purchased Bitcoin worth between $50,000 and $100,000 on August 16th, according to the documents filed on Thursday. Also in today's show, Bitcoin could surge to this near six-figure price by the end of the year, according to the Crypto Kraken Exchange. That's right, they say that Bitcoin could end the year with a massive surge that would more than double Bitcoin's value from its September closing price. And speaking of massive Bitcoin price predictions, we also have crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, who says Bitcoin will hit this six-figure price after blowing past $63,000, as he shares in this new video update. It says Bitcoin is likely to replicate a previous pattern when Bitcoin surged from around 15,000 to slightly over 63K before possibly reaching a new all-time high of at least 250,000 per BTC. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting back in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin faced stiff resistance near previous highs on October 8th as a fresh push over 56,000 quickly ended, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView tracked Bitcoin as it came off its 4 month highs of $56,150 in the area near 58,000, which had proved a sticking point for the bulls earlier in the year, returned to haunt them on the day, something which did not come as a shock to many analysts, as William Clemente points out here. Not surprising to see this $56,000 to $58,000 area providing some resistance, as there is a good amount of overhead supply there from earlier this year. Around $53,000 would be a logical area to buy the dip. And he also points out here, at an all-time high, 85.1% of Bitcoin supply hasn't moved in at least 3 months. Can you say supply shock October? Now, that $53,000 level that he points out represents both the $1 trillion market cap boundary for Bitcoin and the site of what was once a major resistance zone acting as support since Wednesday. Also like to point out that Bitcoin hits 9 month high as it's nearing towards 60,000. Only this time, investors are adding to their positions and not selling as they should be, right? Now, data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode shows that the proportion of Bitcoin supply that is either hodled or lost for good is at its highest in 9 months. As they share here on Crypto Twitter, Bitcoin amount of hodled or lost coins just reached a 9 month high of 7,203,509 BTC. Previous 9 month high was 7,203,450 BTC, which was observed on October 6, 2021, as you can see right here in this chart. And 9 months ago in January, the supply becoming available was rapidly increasing as price discovery caused even larger numbers of long-term investors to realize profits. Now the opposite phenomenon is in effect. Since August, Bitcoin has been going back into the hands of hodlers. The metric's previous peak was Q4 2020, just before the main phase of the bull run took off after Bitcoin passed previous all-time highs of 20K. These figures tie in with the existing coverage of long-term hodler behavior, where I'm a long-term HODLers at. Also like to point out this prediction by the BitMEX CEO. At least 5 countries will accept Bitcoin as legal tender by 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And before I break down next story of the day, pro-crypto senator Cynthia Lummis discloses up to $100,000 Bitcoin purchase, as well as Bitcoin can surge to this near 6-figure price by year end, according to crypto exchange Kraken, as well as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop predicting Bitcoin will hit this 6-figure price after blowing past 63K. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down about 0.7% for the day, trading just under $54,900. Ethereum down about 0.75%, trading just under $3,600, while Cardano, Polkadot, XRP, and Shiba are in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, a Republican from Wyoming, has revealed she purchased Bitcoin worth between $50,000 and $100,000 on August 16th, according to documents filed on Thursday. The disclosure was a part of the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, or STOCK Act, which prohibits the use of non-public information for profits. The STOCK Act was signed into law under former President Barack Obama in April of 2012 and is designed to combat insider trading. And as CNBC reported, Lummis's purchase was disclosed outside of the 45-day reporting window stipulated in the law. The reporting delay was due to a filing error, a spokesperson said. Lummis made the purchase less than 2 weeks after she and other senators attempted to insert pro-crypto amendments into President Sleepy Joe's infrastructure bill. The bipartisan effort, which was supported by Senators Mark Warner and Kyrsten Sinema, attempted to ease the burden on crypto tax reporting for miners and wallet providers. However, controversially, Lummis's amendment failed to make its way into the infrastructure bill that was approved by the Senate on August 10th, Senator Pat Toomey, a Republican from Pennsylvania, described the bill as badly flawed for imposing an unworkable tax reporting mandate on certain crypto companies. And the bill, dubbed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, has yet to be voted on by the House of Representatives due to postponed proceedings, according to the latest update on October 1st. And Lummis's Bitcoin purchase is hardly surprising, given her staunchly pro-crypto stance. The Wyoming senator previously expressed interest in buying the dip after Bitcoin's price flash crashed to below $30,000. And although it's not entirely clear whether she owned Bitcoin at the time, the senator told Fox News in June, "I am really excited about it because as soon as it drops a little more, I'm going to buy some more." That's a great example of buying the dip, BTFD, all freaking day. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin could surge to this near 6-figure price by the year end, according to crypto exchange Kraken, as well as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop says Bitcoin will hit this 6-figure price after blowing past 63K. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.3 trillion with $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 44.6%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Shiba leading the pack, up 23% for the day and 265% for the week. Seller Network up 22%, trading at 16.5 cents. And BitTorrent up 11%, trading at 0.004. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 72 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 74, last week a 54, and last month a 45 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto exchange Kraken says Bitcoin could end the year with a massive surge that would more than double Bitcoin's value from its September closing price. In a new report, Kraken says that Bitcoin has typically recorded the best annual performance during the last 3 months of the year, Q4. That's right. And quoting them here from this report, as positive of a quarter as quarter three ended up being for Bitcoin, it ought to be noted that quarter four has historically been Bitcoin's best quarter, with an average and medium return of 119% and 58% respectively. And based on the average return recorded over the years, Kraken says Bitcoin could end the year hovering close to $100,000. Quoting them again here, at Bitcoin's quarter end closing price of $43,800, 119% return in quarter four 2021 would put Bitcoin at roughly $96,000 per BTC. Let's freaking go. And Kraken says that a medium return of 58% would see Bitcoin close the year appreciating to $69,000. Bitcoin is currently trading at around $55,000 at the time of this recording. reporting, suggesting an upside potential of 25%. Now, the crypto exchange also says that October tends to be a more volatile month for Bitcoin than September. Bitcoin is up around 25% from October's opening price of $43,820. And quoting them again in this report, shifting focus to October, one will see that the month is typically more volatile than September, average annualized volatility of 66% versus 61%, and Bitcoin tends to finish 13% higher when looking at historical averages. Though October has the promise of being a favorable month for BTC, one should take heed to November and December being just as favorable for the bulls. So there you have it. And checking out this throwback tweet from Plan B. He wrote this on June 20th and made some very accurate predictions. He wrote, there's also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July, which is precisely what we witnessed. And then he wrote, my worst case scenario for 2021 on chain base is August close of 47,000 and September close of 43,000, which were both right on the money, ironic enough. And he has this month of October closing price at 63,000, next month of November, 98,000, and December greater than $135,000. Also like to point out that this is the worst case scenario. He says the best case scenario for December close is 450,000 per BTC. And before I break down our final story of the day, and I share with you this prediction from crypto analyst Mikhail Van Apop, who says Bitcoin will hit this six-figure price after blowing past 63K. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 940 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto analyst Mikhail Van Apop is saying that Bitcoin is set to hit the six-figure price in the current bullish cycle. The crypto analyst notes that after Bitcoin broke above the $55,000 price for the first time since May, the flagship crypto asset's current support is around $49,800 to the $51,000 level. And in case of a correction, Bitcoin could plummet to between $40,000 and $44,000, according to Van Apop, quoting him here. So at this point, I think that the given breakout that we have got, the level that we should be watching is the range low that we have been acting in previously too. So this entire region that we have gotten into the lows here, which is that area between $49,800 and $51,000, if we are going to get a correction, that is the level that for now is the crucial level for me, because if we're going to lose that zone, I think we're going to quickly go beneath this level around $47,000 and drop all the way back towards here between $40,000 and $44,000. On the other hand, Van Apop says the bullish outlook is for Bitcoin to range before breaking above the current record high of $64,800. The crypto analyst says Bitcoin is likely to replicate a previous pattern when Bitcoin surged from around $15,000 to slightly over $63,000 before possibly reaching new all-time highs of at least $250,000. So we get some sideways action, get to watch the all-time high, get down sideways action, big breakout, and then we get into the final phase in which you can simply copy-paste this entire run from $15,000 to $63,000 towards the one that we have above 63,000, and then we probably assume we're going to get towards $250,000 per BTC or higher. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Also like to point out, Max Keiser recently tweeted, breaking through the new all-time high naturally triggers my interim target of 77,000. Why quibble? 220,000 in 2021 still in play, and this is dedicated to all the bears getting crushed. Also like to point out that the stock-to-flow cross-asset model, better known as stock-to-flow X, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price between now and 2024. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin eyes big 58,000 resistance as new data shows hodlers acting the opposite to quarter one. Also in today's show, I shared that pro-crypto senator Cynthia Lummis discloses up to $100,000 Bitcoin purchase. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin surging to this near six-figure price by year's end, according to crypto exchange Kraken, as well as crypto analyst Mikhail Van Apop says Bitcoin will hit this six six-figure price of $250,000 per BTC after blowing past $63,000. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? And as you can see, we're back in the green. Holla at your boy in the live chat. I want to say I appreciate all the super chat contributions. Keep them coming, fam. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Luigi Mario wrote, awesome show. Can't wait until we're quoting all of our goods and services in sats. Just think, very soon Bitcoin will be $100,000. That means $1 equals 1,000 satoshis. I'll go to the store and buy stuff in sats only. Loaf of bread, 4,000 sats. Dozen eggs, 2,500 sats. Big Mac, fries, and shamrock shake, 10,000 sats. Can't wait. Let's go. And my response, that's what's up. Cheers, fam. Our next featured comment comes from B Styles, who wrote, JV, another great show. I can always count on a new show full of bullish news in my Spotify. I gotta say, I agree with Max once again. Gates and Jobs aim to put a computer in every home and music in everyone's pocket. We are there now, and it's time to put Bitcoin in everyone's wallet. Web 3.0, this is just the start of what will be $1 million price one day. Let's freaking go. That's right. Thanks for sharing, fam. And as always, I appreciate your continued support. Now for the third and final featured comment from yesterday's episode, Pokemon wrote, hi, brother JV. Enjoyed your show once again, full of information and your intelligent insights. What I have is my hot coins are Matic, Shiba, and XRP. I never thought I would have Shiba, but the way things are looking, it's a good punt short term. I 4X my money with it and now playing with the house's money. So who cares if it dumps? I have made money on a joke. LOL. Take care. God bless you and yours. And my response, thanks for sharing, fam. Q4, moon time. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free.